I'm Abby Becker, Consultant Relations Associate Manager here at Allspring Global Investments, and you're watching On the Trading Desk. Today we have a special episode talking about the parallels between the world of running and how investors might consider positioning themselves across the yield curve today to run a successful race. Joining me today is Danny Sarnowski, Product Specialist for the Plus Fixed Income team here at Allspring. Thanks for being here, Danny.
It's a real pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And now for our audio listeners, it is important to note that Danny and I are currently on the walking path here at our Allspring office at Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. As I mentioned, we are taking a creative spin on the current landscape in fixed income and our shared passion, running. Can you share with me experience about your running?
Sure. Yeah, I've been a fairly serious runner, I guess, since about 2010. And I've done, you know, all sorts of races from 5Ks to fun runs to Ragnar relays and half and full marathons. How about you?
I started running about 2015, but I would consider myself an average runner. I do it for fun, the social life. And similar to you, I do all different types of runs, all different lengths at all different paces. It really depends on the day.
Yeah, that's great.
Now, turning to our metaphor, Danny, would you agree that we are seeing many investors treating their yield curve positioning as a sprint and are focusing heavily on the front end of the curve?
Well, I think we are seeing a lot of investors move to the front end of the curve. Money market mutual fund assets hit another new all-time high at the end of July of $5.4 trillion. So whether investors are sort of just focused on, you know, the immediate term and thinking of things more as a sprint rather than a longer race or a marathon, you know, maybe. But another running metaphor to use might just be that bond investors or fixed income investors, I think, trudged up Heartbreak Hill last year and they got to the top of the hill and they're just tired. And instead of it being all downhill from here, they're seeing another small hill on the horizon. And many of them are saying, I'm tapping out, I'm taking a walking break, I'm moving to the side and sort of taking comfort in the front end of the yield curve.
So current yields are really attractive for money market investors right now. Is that correct?
Oh, for sure. Investors on the front of the curve have had to accept very, very low yields for a very long time. In fact, since the global financial crisis, money market mutual fund investors had to accept close to 1 basis point. That's 1/100th of 1% of income per year for the benefit of daily liquidity and a very, very low level of volatility. And now, you know, their yields are over 5%. That's over 500 years worth of income at the old levels. So it's a really, really good time if you're a cash investor. But if you're saving for something that's, you know, maybe longer than 12 months out, then this really isn't a sprint, right? It's a longer race. And we think that while yields on the front end of the curve are at their highest levels in 20 years, yields across the curve are at multi-year highs, whether it's 10 or 15-year highs. In fact, the 10-year U.S. Treasury just hit a 16-year high in the last couple of days. So it's not just the front end that's offering a really attractive level of income. It's the whole curve. And we think that having positions across the curve is an attractive proposition for investors today. We think it compensates for some additional rate volatility and some of the duration risk, but also provides a good hedge that if the economy starts to soften, you know, or if there's any sort of hiccup in the no recession scenario, you know, you think that would be a real benefit to investors from a total return standpoint.
Thank you, Danny. Now let's take it a step further. What suggestions might you have for investors still trying to sprint their way to the finish line?
Yeah, you know, I don't want to strain the running metaphor, but, you know, if you've run a race, right, you know that the race course has different portions, right? Some might be kind of long and low or flat. Some might have rolling hills and some have the big, heavy heartbreak sort of hills. And what we think investors need to do is you need to train differently for each portion of the course. And markets are similarly dynamic. So while we might be seeing a period today where that walking break on the front end of the curve at these very high yields is attractive, you know, that course will evolve, and we think investors want to be ready to take advantage of what the course has to offer next. And so from our chair, we talk and think about that as riding the curve. And what I mean by that is when you think about yield curve positioning, it's certainly keeping a portion on the very front end and taking advantage of these high yields, but then diversifying exposures across the curve so that as the yield curve normalizes over time, investors get the benefit of that normalization from a few different periods, a few different times, as opposed to waiting and making one big bet on one other portion of the race course to sort of ultimately determine your success. So I think that diversified exposure along the curve is a good recipe for a longer race, as opposed to just training and focusing on one portion of the course.
With the time we have left, can you give our listeners any insight as to what type of conditions might we be facing with the months to come? As inflation is rolling over in areas and prices are continuing to moderate, could the weather be clearing up for investors to really be back in the race? Or should we conserve our energy for any surprises ahead?
Well, we do think that the course is going to evolve here. From the rate standpoint, we think the mentality will shift from how high is the Fed going to take rates to how long will they keep them elevated. And we think that ultimately the cost of debt, the higher burden that monetary policy tightening has placed on the economy, will start to roll through, and we'll see investors and borrowers have to make trade-offs in what they can or can't afford. We're going to add student loan repayments to millions of borrowers, and there's just a more stress is growing. It doesn't mean that things need to end poorly or that we need to see some sort of massive recession, but we just think that things are likely to get more challenging and that there probably will be more winners and losers from a credit standpoint, and that individual security selection and diversification are going to be really important to running a good race from this point forward. Because I don't think we can count on any one strong tailwind sort of taking you across the finish line. I think it's really about, again, preparing ahead of time, training for all those different parts of the race, and then putting them into practice across the portfolio. So for us, that's riding the curve, it's having some duration, and it's being a little bit more cautious on credit, because as those winners and losers emerge, we think we'll get better relative values that we can take advantage of at a future time.
Great. Thank you for being with us, Danny, and sharing your insights with us today.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for our listeners and viewers for tuning into On the Trading Desk.
Visit allspringglobal.com to receive more market insights and investment perspectives from Allspring Global Investments. To hear the latest from our thought leaders on the ever-changing investment landscape, you can subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening and joining us on the road to investing elevated. This material is provided for informational purposes only and is for professional, institutional, or qualified clients, investors, not for retail use outside the U.S. This material does not constitute an offer or solicitation and in any case is not intended to be used in any jurisdiction or to any person where it would be unauthorized or unlawful to do so. Allspring Global Investments, Allspring, is the trade name for the asset management companies of Allspring Global Investments Holdings, LLC, a holding company indirectly owned by certain private funds of GTCR, LLC, and Reverence Capital Partners, LP. Unless otherwise stated, Allspring is the source of all data, which is current or as of the date stated. Past performance is not a guarantee or reliable indicator of future results. All investments contain risk. Content is provided for informational purposes only, with no representation regarding its adequacy, accuracy, or completeness, and should not be relied upon. Views, opinions, assumptions, or estimates are not necessarily that of Allspring and are subject to change without notice. And this communication does not contain investment advice, an investment recommendation, or investment research as defined under local regulation of the respective jurisdiction. Diversification does not ensure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses. Copyright 2023 Allspring Global Investments Holdings, LLC, all rights reserved. September 2023.